This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Part 3. Now we produce the content ready for syndication. My purpose here is to give you the overview, because people have always said, have you got a step-by-step checklist of everything you do? Well, this is it. I import my SD card video raw MOV file into ScreenFlow for editing. I watermark the entire video from start to finish with my URL, just like I have on the bottom of this slide. You can see on the bottom left, it says owntheracecourse.com. That is because I'm going to use snippets of the video in different places. And when I syndicate it in one of the future steps, I want people to know where it came from. I also put a little intro and outro. It's just a little branded logo that shows people a little bit of professionalism. It just steps it up a notch from the backyard operator. But I will give you this tip, keep it short. As soon as they see the outro that they've seen before, they switch off. Now you export the edited version as an MOV. So I do little edits. I know some basic ScreenFlow editing, how to do a ripple delete, how to cut out ums and ahs. I chop the part where I look to my notes. I've seen some people leave their notes in. There's a guy who does a video series, and every few minutes he looks to the left, reads his note, and comes back. I don't know why he doesn't edit it out, and he has a professional editor as well. It looks terribly unprofessional. In my case, I just cut that bit. So it's point, 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 end. If you want to go for gold, then at the beginning of the video, tell people what you're going to cover in the video. And at the end, you could do a recap. That's like the best possible standard. I generally don't do that. Maybe because I like the curiosity and I'm not popping a call to action just after the intro. And maybe because I don't fully know everything I'm going to talk about, because I tend to do it in one take. I put my six bullets, I read them all one after the other to the camera, and then I take that inside and I edit it. This process is very fast. It seems like a lot of work, but it's so quick. I'm filming a 5-minute video in 5 or 6 minutes, because occasionally I have to stop because there's an aeroplane or a truck drive past because I film outside. But generally, this is a very fast process. Now what I do is I load this exported movie to Dropbox and I email my team and I say, I just loaded such and such a video to Dropbox. And now what happens is the team takes over. Now I'm telling you this because people want to know how I do it. But if this is you, then just ignore the team part for now. And this is still your job, okay? What the team do is they propose a headline and bullets that is both good for SEO and for sales copy. So they'll watch the video, which is, again, it's only 3 to 5 minutes long. They'll say, this is the headline we want to use. These are the bullet points. They will actually email that to me. And then I just email back and say, okay, or I might just change one of them. Then the team takes the audio from that video and they add an audio start and finish for podcasting. They'll also do a word-for-word transcription, every single word that I say. And you can imagine this is great for SEO. They'll also prepare a press release to announce the news, and they'll also create an original image that matches the story or the news. And if you've seen superfastbusiness.com, you will be impressed by the images. They're always original, and it's obvious that they were created just for that story. They are not stock art pictures. You've never seen them before. You haven't seen them 150 times in other people's products. These are original. And I've learned this lesson because I used stock images when I started, and then one day a lady used one of the images that I'd used for a really negative article, a lady called Rosalind Gardner, and she was basically saying bad things about the internet marketing space, and she used the same picture that I'd sort of built a bit of my brand around. And a lot of my customers emailed me, said, hey, she took your picture, but unfortunately it wasn't my picture. It was one I had the rights to use, but so did she. And from then on, I have original images. And we also watermark the image. So this is something I've learned through experience, and that's why it's easy for you to shortcut to this. As soon as you can afford to get an illustrator, it is ideal.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.